dancing. Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are just want to give a big thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu and all those who helped. We had a tremendous night last night. Craziest fireworks I've ever seen. Over 300 missiles, and most of them were even shot down by U.S., Britain, and Jordan. Anyway, and as Ari Rendel pointed out, that for those who say Tehillim every single for the month, today is the sixth day of the month, and it starts with Lamed Hey. David, Riva Adonai et Yerivai, et Yerivi, L'cham et Lochamai, Achazek Magin v'tzina v'kuma be'ezrati v'chulei. It's a very appropriate about HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us from our enemies. Okay, we are in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Today we're starting Taf Resh Yud Bet. I just want to point out one interesting thing that was just mentioned the last year was about lighting candles on Yom Kippur. So just want to point out that the whole concept of lighting candles on Yom Kippur, so Chazal say it's purely a minhag. That's in Taf Resh Yud. It's clearly a minhag. And in there, so the minhag, basically, as far as I know, from all kehilos around the world, that they do say, we do say a bracha. When you light candles, l'adlik ner shel Yom Kippurim, right? However, the Pri Chadash, the Gra, and some point out that it's very questionable how can we say a bracha, because we do have a basic principle. We never say brachas, especially Shekhi Dishanu, but Mitzvah Tzivanu, when it comes to a pure minhag. That's not even rooted in a Maisa Mitzvah, such as Aravos. Do we say a bracha on Aravos? We're going to get to there. So anyway, so some point out not to say a bracha at all. And so many poskim say if it's not your known minhag, which most people do have that minhag to say a bracha, and you don't have to worry, but if it's not your known minhag, don't start that minhag. Just wanted to... Interesting. Okay. Now, Taf Resh Yud Bet. Isur Achila B'Yom HaKippurim V'Shi'ur Kamuta. So how much are you allowed to eat or not eat to be Chayav? So Aleph. Ha'ochel B'Yom HaKippurim K'Kotevet Hagasa. The Shi'ur for Yom Kippur is Kotevet Hagasa. It's a, the date? No. Kotevet. Why am I blinking? A tamar or a date? It's not. It's the figs. There you go. It's a fig. Kotevet is the fig. It's a big fig. And you're chayev if you eat that amount. Who pachot mikabeitza ma'at. What? And it's a little bit less than the shiur of a kabeitza. The shiur zeh shaveh l'kol adam. This shiur is for everybody. Bein l'nanas. Bein l'og melech habashan. It doesn't matter if you're a midget or a giant. That's the shiur that Chazal told us.
It's a date.
It's a date? Thank you. It's a date. I don't know. Okay. It's a date. That's what I thought. Okay. There you go. So, and the shiur for Kotevet Hagasa is the amount that makes a person feel a little bit satiated or feel like you ate something. And that's because the Pasuk says, HaNefesh Asher Lo Te'uneh. It's all about inui and afflicting your soul. And it's not about any other kind of shear. So that's where we get the shear. And that's the same amount that everybody needs in order to feel like they ate something and feel a little better, as if they like ate something. So that's the shear. Now, I just want to point out, we're going to get to this a bit more, that the volume, we're talking about volume, and it's a bit less than a beitza, and we're going to get to this. And it's as is, right? It doesn't matter if it's fluffy. It's all based on volume, and if you want to give yourself more food to eat, you are allowed to squeeze it down before you eat it, and then you can eat more, because it's all based on volume. Okay, we're going to get to this momentarily. Beis, kol ha'ochlim mitztarfim l'shir. Is there any food? Is it mitztarif to the shir? Afilu melach sha'al basar v'tzir sha'al yarak. So all foods that you eat, it could be eat a carrot and a candy and a piece of meat or whatever it is, it's all mitzdarif to reach that shear of a kotevet hagasa. And but foods and liquids are not mitzdarif. Now, but they also point out that anything that you add to something, that anything, if you have a liquid, and it's batal, it's there for that item, so that's counted towards, so since it's batal to the item, it's counted towards that item for volume. Like if you have it dipped in salt, if you want to, if you, or you have some juice that it comes with, or you dip your bread in wine or your coffee in a cookie and coffee or whatever it is, all of that is added. It's mistarfing. But again, we're talking about a very minute amount because it doesn't go by. It's going to get heavier, but it's not going to get that much bigger, obviously, because it just drops right off. Whatever it is, it's a liquid. So it's not a big difference. Just it's more of a technicality than being useful, right? Because it's all based on volume. Okay, and with the egg that we mentioned, it's a machloket if you include the eggshell or not, right? If you were to take a hard-boiled egg and peel out the shell, you see there's always a little bit of airspace. So that's a machloket in the poskim, if that's considered or not. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Achal v'chazer v'yachal. Person eats, takes a break, and then eats again. Im yesh mitchilat achila rishona at sof achila achrona, kedei achilat pras, minstarfin. V'im lav, im minstarfin. Okay, so the shear, in order to be chayav, you have to eat the shear of a kotevet hagasa, a date, right? So it's a big plump date. So it's that amount, but it's to be minstarfin from the very beginning of what you began eating until the very end of what you finished eating. It all has to be within a certain time span. And that is, we call that kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. And that's either 3 or 4 beitzim. Machloket Rishonim, we're going to see that. And so that's the amount of time you have. And if you spread it out, if you eat that shiur, that amount, in more time than it takes kedei achilas pras, then you are not over the... Well, we're going to get to Chatzi Shir, but you don't get the punishment of Karis. There you go. You don't get Karis. Or Chatas. You don't have to bring a Chatas. Okay. So we'll see more in a sec. Now, by the way, just to... I think I'm good. Okay. How long is this? Again, the postgame argued, but basically the range is usually 4 to 9 minutes. So if you can hold out to spread out the eating portions, we're going to get to, you do it, try and push it off 9 minutes, or some say 7 minutes, but that's, if you can't, so usually do your best at least 4 minutes. Some even say 2, but that's pretty quick. Okay, Dalit. Shiur achilat pras, yesh omrim 4 beitzim, it's, right, a full loaf would be 8 beitzim, so a pras is 4 beitzim, that's Rashi. V'yesh omrim shalosh beitzim, and some say no, it's the volume of 3 eggs, which is Rambam. Rambam's name is Moshe, 3 letters, that's 3. Rashi is Yitzchak, it's 4 letters. That'll help you remember. Sochakot. So some say, the Kafa Chaim says Sochakot is not according to the Shulchan Aruch. Someone else added it. But anyway, if you hold Sochakot, so it basically means big eggs. I haven't seen much on it, but it means the eggs are a little bit more plump or bigger, and kind of from an expression of when a person is smiling, smiley eggs. When a person smiles, it's an expression. When a person smiles, his mouth gets bigger, right? You see your teeth, the lips go. So therefore, it's called bigger. And the Kaf HaChaim says you add 1/20th to the beitzim. Whatever the shear should be, if you hold it sochakot, you got to add an extra 1/20th. I'm not sure how much that makes a difference, lemaisa, but okay. Let's go to hey. Ha deba inan shiur. Hainu lechiyuv karet o chatas. That's what we said. Or the shiur is to be obligated in being punished with a kares or having to bring a chatas. Aval isura ika bekol shehu. But minatara, there's chati shiur minatara. And so you chayav even just having a crumb and you'd be an iser de araisa. Okay. Vav. Achal ochalim. If a person eats food that's not edible, it's too gross or it's too rotten, and you can't eat it. It's not food. Right? You force it down. You eat an achila gasa. What's an achila gasa? When you are, I think he's going to say, kagom miyad al achila sh'achal erev Yom Kippurim. You eat so much right before Yom Kippur starts, you fill up your stomach as much as you can, and you pack it in. Ad shekatz bimzono. And you feel like a little bit gross to take another bite, right? That's what it has to be. Pater. So then you're pater, because that's not called achila. Achila gasa and chalacha is not called achila. It's all right. You should never do this. But and therefore it's your pater lagamri. It's aser pater aval aser. And if a person is full and he doesn't really want to eat more, but he has a taiva, he sees something good to eat for dessert and he wants to eat it, that's not called achila gasa. Because you want to eat it, and you have room for that. You always have extra room, especially for the sweets. So that's not, here, we're about to read that. But just to point out, that's not achila gasa. It's when, and it's very subjective. It depends on the person, and it even depends on what you're eating. And so it's when a person doesn't want to eat it, it's gross, that's when it's pater. Haga, v'imachal machli mevusamim umetubalim al achilato chayav. But if a person eats, you know, some sweet stuff, spiced with sugar, and you're able to eat a little bit more after you ate a full meal, you're still chayav. Deravcha livsume shechicha. Because it's normal that when a person always has a little bit of space for some sweets, that's normal. Ve'asur b'yom kippur mit'om davar lehaflit afilu atzei besamim. And it's an iser derabanan on Yom Kippur to taste something or to eat something knowing you're going to spit it out. Even something that has some flavor, atzei besamim, a spice. So it's not really achila, and you're not even planning to swallow it. It's still going to be an iser derabanan.
Not to smell.
No, to smell it's 100% mutter. In fact, some say it's a very good thing, because you want to say extra brachos, you want to get to your mea 100 brachos a day. So that's for sure not a problem.
Actually, it seems from the language that it's actually eating the besamim. It's actually putting it in the mouth, like a gum.
Tasting.
Yeah. That's what it means to
not
taste.
Not something that's seasoned with it, but actual putting the
actual. Yeah. The actual, well, if it'd be real food, then it'd be aser, and you could be karet. But here, or chatas, but here we're talking about just a spice. It's not even edible. But it tastes good, and that's why you're doing it. They also have some, I think they have these things called, I forget the right name for them, like these mint strips, or it dissolves in your mouth. It's basically like a solid mouthwash.
Mouthwash strips.
So I don't see how those could be mutter.
Breath strips. That's
it. So I don't see how it could not be aser derabanan, because that's exactly what we're discussing here. Okay. Let's see, anything else? Okay, let's go on. Zayin. Achal alei kanim pater. If you eat leaves of reeds, it's pater. And some say leaves of grapes, or grapevines. Basically, leaves from a tree are they're dry, they're not edible. So therefore, it's pater aval aser. They're not edible. It's like chewing on a piece of a stick, or it's just thin. Veluve gefanim shelivlevu kodem Rosh Hashanah pater. The Eitz Ba'almahim. And also, branches or shoots that grow on, the vine grows, whatever grows out of it. And it's been more than 10 days, right, before Rosh Hashanah. So it becomes hard. Within 10 days, it becomes Eitz Ba'alma, and it's Patur Aval Aser. V'im liv livu b'eret yisrael me'Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim. But shoots of the grapevine that are less than 10 days old, right? So it only started to sprout from Rosh Hashanah. So then it's still soft and moist. And therefore, it's chayav. It is considered edible. Okay. All right. Chet. Kas, peru shekasas ufatzah otam b'shinav. You chew it. You munch on it. Pilpile uz zangavila. And you chew on peppers or ginger or something. And you're just chewing on it. And you swallow it. Im yaveshim pater. So if they're dry, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you swallow it or not, but the point is, even if you swallow it, so then, since they're dry, pater de lo chazil chila, it's not edible. It's just a spice, it's dry, it's not edible, but it's still a pater aval asa. Vim him retuvim, but if they're moist, So then it's considered edible. And so chayav, you're chayav if you swallow it. If you spit it out, so that's an issur derabanan. If you do it, but okay. Tet. Hashoteh b'yom kippur, milo lugmav, perush, milo piv, then you're chayav. If a person drinks on Yom Kippur, a chikful, it's called chikfuls, but it's really, and the Chazal explained, it's just an expression, it means one cheek, because it's the amount that fills up your mouth, we're going to see. Basically, you puff up one side of your mouth, one cheek, and that's the volume that fills up the middle of your mouth and the one side of your cheek. But the other side, if someone looks at you from one side, then it looks like your both cheeks are going to be full, because usually people will just blow, when you blow up your mouth, you do, or your cheeks, whatever, you do it both sides at the same time. So that's the expression of melo lugmav, but it's plural, but really la halacha, it means only one side. Misha'arim b'chol adam, and you judge it based on each individual person, lefi mashehu. For achila, for eating, Chazal say, it's standardized. It's kotevet tagasa, right? A bit less than a beitza. But according to, but when it comes to liquid, in order to feel a little peace of mind, like you feel like you ate something, so then it's very individual. Misharim b'chol adam lefi ma'ashehu. Hagadol lefi godlo ve'katan lefi kotno. It depends if you're big or small, and everyone has very different size cheeks. V'lo melo lugmav mamish. And it's not mamish two cheekfuls. Ala kadesh yisal kenu litzat echad befiv yireh kamo lugmav. But you just put it to one side and it looks as if both cheeks are full. Vehu pachot miravi'it be'adam benoni. And how much is a cheekful? So he says it's less than a revi'it by adam benoni, by a normal person. But really it's totally, the halacha is it totally goes individual. He's just saying as a general rule, it could really be more than a revi'it, and it could be less than half a revi'it. In Chela Gimel, I think it's Rish Ayin Aleph, so there he says it's half, it's a more than half. And here he says it's less than a revit. So the poskim discussed, it's a stira, not a stira. Again, it really depends on the individual. So it doesn't really matter so much. The question is it a little bit different or not? Okay, what to be discussed, but I'm not sure if there's much of a nafkamina. V'chol ha-mashkim mitstarfim le-kashiur. And all liquids are mitstarif to reach the shear of melo lugmav. Okay. Okay, Haga. Shata mashkin she'inan ru'uyum mishtia. Person drinks mashkin, liquids that are not drinkable. Kegon tsir. So that's the salty brine that comes from fish, or murias, or the fat that drips off of it. V'chometz chai, or strong vinegar. It's not drinkable, these things. It's too strong. Too salty, too strong, too whatever. Patur. Patur of alasr. Of a chometz mazug. But if you have vinegar that's mixed with a little bit of water, and now it's drinkable, now it's just flavored water with this vinegar, chayav. You're chayav because it's considered drinkable. Okay. All right, let's go on. Yud. Shata me'at. V'chazar v'shata. A person drank a little bit, took a break, and drank a little more. So, imesh mitchilat shtia rishona atzov shtia charona. If there's from the beginning to the end of the drinking, k'dei shtiat revi'it, the amount of time it takes to drink a revi'it, mitstarfin lekishiur, v'im lav ein mitstarfin. So then, it's the amount of time it takes to drink a revi'it of wine. And I don't know exactly, I didn't see an exact amount, but we could all think about it, maybe 5-10 seconds. How long does it take to drink? It's a small Kiddush cup of dry red wine. How long does it take you to drink that? Probably in the ballpark of 5-10 seconds. So then, that's mistarfin le kishiwar. V'yesh omrim, but it's not like one gulp. You have a little bit of time. V'yesh omrim, no. The shiur tseruf ashtiot kedei achilat pras kemot tseruf achilot. That the shear for drinking is you have to spread out your drinking. Right? If you're on Kippur, when you want to spread out your drinking, so it's the same I would say 4 to 9 minutes. So the Shulchan Aruch Stam is, you have the amount of time it takes to drink, a revi'it of wine. That's the Stam opinion, and that's the main opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah just points out the Pri Chadash and the Gra here also hold like the Yesh Omrim, that you have, so if a person can't, so some say Lechatchila, if you're able to spread out your drinking to be Choshesh for the Yesh Omrim here, 4 to 9 minutes is it, if you can. Okay. Haga. Mutar ligab yom kippur ba'ochlim u'mashkim v'yitek t'naim. Now a person, he has to, you're allowed to touch food. Don't worry about it. V'lo chashinan shiyochal o'shiyishte im yiga. So on Yom Kippur, you want to feed to your kids or whatever you need to do. Don't worry about touching the food. We're not afraid you're going to pop it in your mouth. We just, Mishnah Berurah points out, by Pesach, which we're about to get to, it's a little different. Pesach, you're not allowed to touch chametz. Because it's, you're eating all the time. And it's so easy that if you're touching food, you're going to pop it in your mouth without even thinking. But here, we're talking about Yom Kippur. And you know that you're already in the framework. Nothing's going to go in your mouth. So we're not worried that you're going to do that. I just want to point out, I'll send it out, the picture, the shir. So I just want to point out again, because we spoke about it here. Anyways, the Kotevet Tagasa. So we said it's less than, we're going to see this again shortly, just not today. But when you get to a beitza, so just to review, we learned based on the shir of Rav Chaim Na, according to both Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that the shir of a beitza is 54 mil. Okay, that's right. It's not the 56 or 58 the original, but halacha it is. It's 54 mil. And that's the Ikra opinion of Halacha for just about all Jews. Chazanish's shear is 92/100. But many point out, Mishnah Berurah says, when you're talking about Dini D'Oraisa, so again, it depends, we're getting Pesach now and for Yom Kippur, for Dini D'Oraisa, it's good to be Choshesh for the Chazanish. Anyways, so how does that work out to a Beitza? So again, we'll review this later, but just to point out, so if you want to be super safe, you only eat 2/3 of a beitza, and then you're safe on the Kotevet Tagasa. So that basically works out to 36 milliliters, or perhaps the 61, according to the Chazon Ish. And you can really have up to 4/5 if you need to, which is around 43 or 73. Just, okay. That's just good to know. All right, well, maybe we'll just want to stop here. All right.
Go ahead.
Thank you.